taking on our Lowndes High Vikings. And we'll be kicking off, and this is a north-to-south end zone. We will be kicking toward the south end zone, right to left on your radio dial. Grayson and all green, our Vikings, with those white jerseys and the crimson pants and the silver helmets. Nick Hart, the freshman, set to kick off. Back deep to receive. Number 21 is Terrius Watson on the near side, along with 23, Ryan Carter, and number 6, that is Kalen Hightower.
Ryan Carter, also their punt returner, too, so we'll keep an eye on him.
Time to let toe meet leather, guys.
Hart puts his foot into it. High end over end kick. Taken at the 20. Go to the middle of the field, 25 by one man, two, still on his feet. We don't bring him down until he gets across the 40, out to the 41-yard line, and that's where Grayson will start, first and 10.
Folks, that is the danger of that high kick. If a team is prepared and waiting on it, what they did was they caught the ball, and they went back to the middle of the field. The object is to try and pin him, use the sideline as an additional defender. He was able to turn it, move it back to the middle of the field, and when that happens, they tend to get good field position, and that's where they'll start at the 40.
Schuessler will go under center against that five-man front. Gillespie in the backfield with him, and he gives it to Gillespie over the left side, and we hit him at the line of scrimmage. He'll pick up one. I think they're going to give him 2 yards, and it'll be second and 10. The ball moves out to the 42-and-a-half-yard line.
There was a host of Vikings in on that tackle, led by number 67, Stacy Wright, and number 30, James Mathis. They do only give him 1 yard, Wes.
Second and 9. We're, of course, in our five-man front. Trey Jackson and Clemens at linebacker. They bring a receiver. That's Kalen Hightower to our side. Send a receiver to the far side. Schuessler goes in the shotgun this time. Keeps one back in the backfield. Very much like our spread offense. Quick throw out in the flat. Catch made. Hit immediately. He'll be about 3 yards, 2 yards, 2 or 3 yards short of the first down.
Keep an eye on the offensive linemen. One of the things they're doing is they're diving at the bottom, diving at their legs. And as a defensive lineman, you're trying not to get hurt when that happens. But they've watched this side of the offensive line for Grayson, and they just dive out underneath and are taking the legs out from underneath this defensive line.
Guys, here's my impact player checking into the game, Kim Deechee, on third and short. Let's see what our Vikings can do.
Third and 3 yards, the ball at the 49-yard line on the far side of the field on Grayson's side. Kim Deechee in the backfield, 10:31 to go, first quarter, no score. We stack the line. They drop the tight end off, put him in motion, move him to the other side. We shift. They give it to Kim Deechee. He gets hit. He has the first down and more. We have to hit him at his legs to take him down as he gets into Viking territory. He needed 3. He got about 7.
Yeah, Tyquan Lang, Tyquan is not big at all. He just had to throw his body at the feet of Kim Deechee. And as you said, picks up about his average, 6 yards. And it is first down for the Grayson Rams.
All the way down to our 42-yard line. Kim Deechee stays in at running back. 6'4", 260 pounds. He is a man. Five-man front for the Vikings. Again, they give it to Gillespie. We have him in the backfield. Clemens brings him down after he was tackled first by number 31.
Yeah, that's Brian Bell. That's a freshman getting his opportunities out there. We've seen Brian get out there several times. He came up after the ninth grade season was over. But Brian Bell, that 31, getting out there making great tackles.
Brandon Roberts.
Brandon's gone.
It'll be second and 12. He lost 2 yards all the way back to the 43-yard line. Ball on the near hash mark. Split his receivers, put a man in motion. Drops back, goes way downfield, got a man wide open. Catch is made into the end zone. Touchdown, Grayson.
Yeah, it looked like Devontae Watt stumbled, and the receiver got behind him. But Devontae had good coverage. He just stumbled as he turned to go upfield, and that's what got the receiver open.
Schuessler, who was under a lot of pressure, managed to, he just heaved that ball up downfield. The catch was made.
So Grayson takes an early 6-0 lead right now, and they go up for their extra point.
Austin Ardwardson, their kicker.
And we jump off sides. There is something, and I watched some of their film. One of the things that happens, Grayson, I don't know if it's their count, if it's the movement of the offensive line, but they get more teams to jump off sides on extra points than any team I've ever seen. And that's just amazing that they're able to get teams to jump off sides. Now, they're going to move it up half the distance. A lot of times when they do that, they'll bring in that big power back, and they'll go for two.
Ardwardson waiting on the snap. Ball's down. Left-footed kick is up, and no good. 9:35 to go first quarter. They lead it 6-0. We'll take a 60-second break. Ardwardson set to kick off. He does end-over-end kick. Tyquan Lane will take it about the 16, drops it, picks it up by one man, two, on his feet, down the sidelines he goes. By one man, stumbles and falls as he gets out to midfield. He got hit by the kicker, the only man that could stop him. He picked it up at the 15, dropped it, and scooted down Grayson's sideline, and they'll get the ball all the way into Grayson territory, see where they're going to mark it at. They're going to mark him down at the Grayson 49-yard line. 9:26 to go, first quarter, and we trail 6-0.
That last drive for the Grayson Rams, 2 minutes, 15 seconds off the clock. They went 59 total yards. They ran 5 plays, 3 of them were runs, 2 passes. They got 1 first down.
All righty. Here comes Lance Gerald. He's got Mike Moore in the backfield with him, Tyler VanderZanden as the up back. Sends Williams to the far side. 4-man front. Drops back, rolls left, looking. There comes the rush. Gets by Kim Dichy, throws the ball downfield to Clemens, in and out of his hands for what would have been a first down.
Yeah, and that's one of those classic, you talk about a receiver not seeing the ball but turning to look upfield. I mean, he was coming right at us. As Josh Clemens turned, he turned his head before he really had control of the ball.
We'll be second and 10. D. Daniels checks in. Brandon Roberts checks in.
Good escapability by Lance Gerald there on that play as well.
Showing some speed to get away from those defensive ends. In the sling T, as Grayson likes to call it. Puts Moore out here in the slot. Takes a snap, drops back, looking, pump fake, downfield, looking for Brandon Roberts. Oh, knocked away. Good defensive play by the safety as he came over to help the corner, give him help over the top.
And if Brandon Roberts' mama was listening, I'm sorry. I, that last play on defense, I was looking at 32 on the roster and calling it Brandon Bell when it really was number 31 on the field.
9:10 to go first quarter. Vikings trail 6-0 after a 43-yard pass play from Grayson to open the ball game. It'll be 3rd and 10 from the Grayson 49-yard line. First two plays have been pass plays. We bring Kevin Edwards and Mike Moore to our side. Clemens and it looked like Nick Bergman and is a quarterback keeper up the middle, back to the line of scrimmage and no more. It'll be 4th down from there. We will have to punt.
Yeah, just trying to find that little middle hole up there. Lance Gerald had no running room. They will give him a yard on the carry, make it 4th and 9, but that'll put Sean Smith out there to punt. He'll be standing about our own 35-yard line.
And back deep will be Ryan Carter for the Grayson Rams. Standing about the 15. There's a snap. Nice high kick. Hits, bounces, inside the 10. We're going to let it roll down about just inside the 10-yard line.
Yeah, Carter had called for a fair catch, but had to get out of the way, and the ball just took a roll inside the 10 right at the 9-yard line. So Grayson will take over with their second possession, leading 6-0.
38-yard punt by Sean Smith.
8:20 left in the first quarter. Vikings trail 6-0 to the Grayson Rams.
Schuessler goes under center, keeps Galipsi in the backfield with him. Puts a man in motion, gets it to number 4. That's Gallman around the right side. Got a hold out in broken territory.
Fumble.
Ball's on the ground. The ball is on the ground.
It's a scrum on the bottom. Let's see who's got it. Boy, they took a shot. The ball comes out, and it's just a scrum at the bottom.
But he went over that left side, found himself a hole, and was headed downfield when he got hit, and the ball came out. We're saying it's our ball, still waiting for the officials.
And it is. Stop the clock.
It is.
First down, Vikings.
At the 30-yard line.
There's the big turnover we're looking for, guys.
Marty, you were talking about turnovers.
Absolutely, guys. That was a big play right there. Matt Grayson, running back, had a lot of room to run, and just Tyquan Lane made a game-changing play right there. Hopefully we can capitalize.
Yeah, he just put a helmet right on the ball, and Gallman couldn't hold it. And a great effort. I don't know who came away with it underneath the pile, but a first down for the Vikings in Grayson territory.
Mike Moore in the backfield. We are in the shotgun. Gerald takes the snap. Gives it to the scat back right up the middle looking for a hole by one man. Two still on his feet. Oh, as he busts his way inside the 20.
Mike Moore, what a great run by number one, Mike Moore.
And looks like about 12 yards on the carry. Be first down at the 19-yard line. 7:55 to go in the first. We trail 6-0. We swap players. Here comes Kevin Edwards and Nick Bergman. Clemens and Williams comes out. Ball in the middle of the field. Vikings going from right to left on your radio dial here in Grayson, Georgia. Kemdichie moves to defensive end on our side. He lines up on the side that Mike Moore is on. Take the snap. Give it to Moore. Again, looking for a hole. And he'll get a couple of yards and no more.
Yeah, this time he went right up the gut. And he'll get maybe 1 yard. We'll see. Wait on the marker to move. Yep, 1 yard brings up second and nine.
As we head toward that south end zone, 7:27 to go here, first quarter. We trail it 6-0. Clemens brings the play in from the sidelines. Moore to the right of Gerald. Clemens and Bergman. Wideouts on our side of the field. There's a snap. Gives it to Moore looking for a hole around one man, two. Kemdichie runs him down from behind when he gets down to the 15-yard line.
Yeah, Kemdichie was able to make the tackle, but a good hole there for Mike Moore to run in over this left side.
It's going to be third and six.
You hear the crowd. Go Vikings, go. Big crowd here. Made the ride up from Lowndes County.
Telvin Orr brings the play in. We send Clemens and Bergman to the far side of the field. Tied into our side. The scat back, Moore to Gerald's right. Gerald standing on the 20, takes a snap again, gives it to Moore in the middle of the left side. He's down close to the 5-yard line. It'll be first down. Bill, it's going to be first and goal, Vikings.
First down, Vikings. There you go, Hub. Great run by Mike Moore. This time, they had moved Kemdichie over to their left side of the defensive line, and we ran over our left side. Not to say we're running away from him, but that was one of the keys that, as I talked to coaches on Thursday, we've got plays to run away from him.
First and goal at the Grayson 7-yard line, and we get timeout Vikings with that. We'll take a 60-second break with 6:02 to go here in the first quarter. We'll be right back after that. Back here in Grayson. Gerald keeps the ball, rolls right, looking, throws, tries to complete the pass at the goal line to Clemens, and incomplete, and he had to get rid of it in a hurry. 5:55 to go here, first quarter. We trail 6-0. It will be second and goal from the 7-yard line.
Vikings inside that 10, like you said, Wes, at the 7-yard line. Great field position after a fumble recovery, and the Vikings threatening right here in the first quarter as we trail 6-0.
As much as people talk about Kemdichie, he is the fourth or fifth leading tackler on the team. He's not the leading tackle like folks would think. And he lines up on our left side, and
we take another timeout.
5:55 to go here first. Oh, keep it right here. We'll take a 30-second break. We'll be right back after this. Back here at Brent Moody Field on the campus of Grayson High School in Loganville, Georgia. 5:55 to go here in the first quarter. And the Grayson leads it 6-0, but our Vikings have the second and goal at the 7-yard line. Ball on the near hash mark. When you say near hash mark, on our side of the field, Here's Grayson's press box over there. And we're on the visitor side. Lance Gerald comes out. And we go into our wing tee. Mike Moore. Heavy right. And we give it to Moore. Heavy right. Cuts back left. Trying to cut against the grain. He gets inside the five. Down to about the 4-yard line. It'll be third and goal from somewhere around the four from our vantage point from here.
Well, Wes, we've been able to move the ball in short little spurts here. Mike Moore's been able to squeeze through, get us some big yards. But right now, we're even getting even on our stops plays, we're picking up a couple yards. So you got to think, we're thinking two plays right here to get in the end zone.
D. Daniels, Kevin Edwards, and Josh Lemons checks in. Vikings headed toward that south end zone. We send Edwards to the far side. Going to put Clemens in the slot. D. Daniels at fullback. Mike Moore at wing back on our side. Gerald will go under center. Looks across a four-man front, showing blitz off the corner with the linebacker. There they come. Give it to Moore, looking for a hole inside, still driving, and they'll stop him down around the 2-yard line. It'll be fourth and goal from the two.
A little bit of that counter play, and as I said, I think that we're looking at the situation being is we're going to go ahead and go for it here. Down 6-0 in the first quarter.
It looks like it's on the 3-yard line, so it'll be third and goal from the three with 4:44 to go here in the first quarter. As Bill told you, down 6-0.
And the Vikings send Garrett Stout in with the play.
Stout comes near side. Bergman, one wing back. Josh Clemens, the other wing back. Daniels at fullback. Under center is Gerald. We bring Bergman in motion. Give it to Bergman around the left side. Looking for a hole. Gets to the corner. There's a flag. They're going to call a hold.
There is a touchdown, but there's a flag. Let's see what it is.
It got holding.
Grayson's jumping up and down. Marty, you got look like holding is what the call is going to be.
Bill, that's the indication here. They're going to call it holding on us. Look like maybe it was on one of our receivers or wingbacks out here on the end.
They said they called it on our wideout.
Now, that's going to back us up in a situation. Now we go for three. What do you think, guys?
I think so, too. And that's what we do. Sean Smith on to attempt the field goal. He'll set it down about the 17. It'll be a 27-yard field goal attempt with 4:16 to go here in the first quarter.
The holder will be Eric Blanton. And we talked a little bit about this last week from a left-footed kicker reaching out with the opposite hand from what you're normally used to.
There's a snap. Ball's down. Kicks up. And it's good. 4:12 to go, 4:11 to go here in the first quarter. Vikings get on the scoreboard. We trail 6-3. We'll be right back after this 30-second break. Back here in Loganville, Georgia, Wes James, Bill Osborne, Marty Rogers down on the sidelines, Taylor Biddle in the booth with Marty, with Bill and I. Vikings get on the scoreboard with a 27-yard field goal by Sean Smith. And we trail 6-3 with 4:10 to go here in the first quarter. Sean Smith set to kick off.
Guys, that last drive, just under 4 minutes, 27 yards. Ran seven plays, six runs, one pass. Got one first down, resulted in a 27-yard field goal.
We had a touchdown that got called back for a hold.
Sean Smith puts his foot into it. High and over end kick goes in the middle of the field. Taken at the
fumble,
15.
Fumble,
ball's
on
the ground. Ball's on the ground, and the Vikings, Bill, have recovered at the 20-yard line.
Let's wait on the call. Wait on the call. The ball definitely went over the head of the receiver. He's not able to get a handle on it. And it is Viking ball.
Guys, like we said, turnovers might be key tonight.
Marty, how excited is this team out there on the field right now?
Guys, they are extremely excited. They came off the field on that last drive and were very, very angry. They really felt like they should have got that touchdown. And, you know, after that turnover right there, the offense sprinted back out on the field. They are ready to go, guys.
And we'll take over first and 10 at Grayson's, just, I say, 21-yard line. .404 to go here in the first quarter. We go back to the wing tee. Clemens, wing back near side. Bergman far side. D. Daniels at fullback. Gerald goes under center. Got Bergman in motion. Gives it to Bergman around the left side looking for a hole. Good blocking out there as he cuts the corner and gets across the 20, he ran a long way to pick up about a yard.
Yeah, they had good blocking out in front there, but it was number 38, Jay Strickland, able to string it out with him and make the tackle for the Rams.
Guys, I don't know if you got it or not, but on that kickoff, it was Mike Moore who got the recovery. And on the first fumble, it was James Mathis who got it.
Thanks, Marty. James Mathis on the first fumble recovery and Mike Moore on that one. And the Vikings have gotten a plus two in the turnovers right now.
Maybe half a yard on that play, so still we'll still say second and ten. Ball on the near hash mark. Gerald goes under center. They're in a five-man front. And he keeps it. Bootleg. Throws out. Catch made by number 36, but hit immediately, and that is Telvin Orr.
Yeah, in on the tackle is Chantel Finty with some tough names, but Shackle Finty makes the tackle, number eight for the Rams. He was not fooled on that screen play.
It'll be third and six, the ball down around the 17-yard line. 2:56 to go here in the first quarter. Vikings trail at 6-3. Ball in the middle of the field. Vikings going from right to left on your radio dial.
Eric Torrey checks out now.
Clemens comes wide receiver near side. We go back to the sling tee. Mike Moore just to the left of Gerald. In the gun. Drops back. Looks, throws downfield. Got Clemens open! Touchdown, Vikings!
I see you, Josh Clemens, and I see you, Lance Gerald.
A 17-yard pass play from Lance Gerald to Josh Clemens. Josh just ran a skinny post, turned, put the man on the outside. Gerald put it where nobody could knock it away. And Sean Smith on to attempt the extra point. And waiting on the snap. Ball's down, kicks up. And it's good. And with 2:29 to go, first quarter, our Vikings lead it 10 to 6. We'll take a 30-second break. We'll be right back after this. Back in Loganville, Georgia, here on the campus of Grayson High School, 2:29 to go, first quarter. Vikings lead it 10-6 as Sean Smith is set to kick off toward that south end zone. A 17-yard pass play from Lance Gerald to Josh Clemens gives the Vikings an early lead here, 10-6, in this second-round playoff game against the number 5 team in the nation. Let's not forget that. Waiting on Smith, puts that right foot into it, high end over end kick. Grayson will take it at the 12, up to the 15. The 20 comes near side, gets a block out here on the corner. He's across the 25, the 30, tries to dance inside, and we'll pull him down around the 36-yard line is where he'll go down.
That last drive for the Vikings, 2 minutes and 30 seconds off the clock, 21 yards. So they ran three plays. They ran one run, two passes. One of those passes was a 17-yard touchdown pass from Lance Gerald to Josh Clemens. Grayson will take over first and 10.
At their 36-yard line. Ball on the near hash mark. Grayson going from left to right on your radio dial. Schuessler, the quarterback. He's about 6'47" himself. Keeps Gillespie in the backfield with him. Tied into the far side. They give it to number 4. Gallman around the left side looking for blocking. We get a man on him. He gets hit outside. He has the first down as he crosses the 45 out to the 47-yard line, a 12-yard run. And the same play they had ran earlier over the left side with that blocking out there. They run a heavy left like we do. They got the blocking. He got downfield.
Yeah, one of the things that Stevenson exposed against us is being able to spread the field side to side. They get those big linemen out there. They're able to move side to side, get the blocks on the key personnel for the Vikings, and they're able to pick up the first down and long yardage.
They bring Hightower to the near side. Schuessler in the shotgun, keeps Kalitsa back there with him. Four-man front. There comes the rush. A little screen play.
And it's incomplete. The ball hits the ground. It was intended for number 27, Jordan Germany. The Vikings were there in coverage. Even if he had caught it, it would have been dead right there on the spot. And even a loss on the play. But it's probably worked out better for Grayson. They didn't catch it. It's second and 10.
I mean, it would have been second and 12. Now it's just second and 10. 2:01 to go, first quarter. Vikings lead it 10-6. Grayson with the ball out to their 48-yard line. Schuessler goes back under center. They bring a man in motion to give it to him, have it around the right side. That's Gallman again, number four, and he'll pick up about 6 yards into Viking territory down to our 46, where it will be third and four from there.
Gallman, very quick when he gets around the corner, is able to pick up some big yards. We've got to be able to stop that outside run now.
Ball moves over to the near hash mark.
Third down now for Grayson. They do bring in
the big boy, Kim Deechee.
Kim Deechee.
They line him up at fullback, three and a five-man front. They back that tight end off, put him in motion to the left side. They give it to Kim Deechee. That's the way they go. He's looking for a hole. Will he hit him? He will not get it. He actually loses a yard, where it will be fourth and now about five back at the 46-yard line.
Stacy Wright comes up off the bottom of that pile for our Lowndes High Vikings, and they stop him here on third down. It's fourth and about four, and we go into a punt formation as the punter for Grayson. Is that 26?
That's what it looks like, is Deshaun Scott.
Got an update out of Hillgrove. Hillgrove leading 14-7 in the first quarter.
Williams and Taquan Lane back deep. There's a high, high, high punt. Taquan lets it hit. It bounces and gets into the end zone for a touchback.
It was very, very close. One of those Taquan, you almost want to think about picking that one and going ahead and do something with it, but it does get into the end zone. Vikings will have it first down and 10 from the 20. 28 seconds left here in the first quarter. Vikings lead 10-6 as we've got a possession here, hopefully to do something with. Hold the ball in a long drive. I'd love to see us do it here, Wes.
Absolutely. Take this ball and eat up a lot of clock.
We've had a short field a couple times. This time we start the traditional back on the 20. We got to go 80 yards to put it in pay dirt.
Brandon Robertson, we send Williams to the far side, Edwards in the slot, Gerald in the shotgun. They're in a four-man front now. Gerald takes the snap, gives it to Moore. Look for the hole. Ball's on the ground. Ball is on the ground. Moore drop it. Grayson says they've got the ball. Let's wait and see.
They're still digging out from underneath the pile.
It's a cold night. Hard to hold on to that football.
Second down.
Said we come up off the bottom. Mike Moore recovered his own fumble.
And I tell you, that, Wes, you're right. With the cold weather, as the clock continues to run here, four. And he's reading the defense, and he's not protecting the ball as well.
End of the first quarter, Vikings lead 10-6. We'll take a 60-second break. We'll be right back after this. Back here in Loganville, Georgia, Grayson High School, Britt Moody Field. Vikings lead 10-6 as we start the second quarter. It will be second and about 13. The ball at the 17-yard line. Gerald in the shotgun. Empty backfield. Takes a snap. Drops back. Looking. Throws the ball downfield. Bergman's open. He stumbles and falls.
Hey.
He was behind his man and looked up and just stumbled.
Yeah, well, Ryan Carter had fallen down. And Nick Bergman just lost the ball for just a second. Couldn't. If he'd have caught that ball, it was six going and coming.
And it was Gerald under a lot of pressure from Kim Deechee. And we have swapped ends of the field. Vikings going from left to right on your radio dial now, headed toward that north end zone. It will be third and 12. I bet Nick Bergman's wishing he had that one back. Two receivers near side, two far side. We keep Moore in the backfield. Gerald drops back. Quickly throws out. Catch made by Clemens on a little bubble screen coming back inside. He'll get back to the original line of scrimmage and no more, and we'll have to punt the ball.
Yeah, that comeback screen has been pretty good. It's good to see Josh making the catch now. A couple times he's missed it. But when you get that play, you're usually just one player away from breaking that open.
They send 23. That's Ryan Carter back deep, standing about midfield. Sean Smith standing about the five. They've got 9 men up on the line of scrimmage. They're coming after it. He gets it away. Nice, nice kick. And I didn't see his fair catch signaled, but apparently he did. And he makes the catch at our 43-yard line. That's where they'll take over first and 10.
So Grayson's got great starting position here on the Viking side of the ball, on the Viking side of the field here, as the Vikings lead 10-6 here, 11:05 in the second quarter. We're in the second round of the 5A playoffs here. Vikings earned that spot by a 7-0 victory over Stevenson last week, and now playing the number two team in the state, the Grayson Rams.
All right, Schlusser. Schlusser goes under center. Man in motion, and he gives it to Cam Deechee right up the middle of the big full bruising fullback. Gets across the 40 down to about the 37-yard line.
Yeah, pick up a 5, almost 6 yards. They will give him 6, it looks like.
Larnick Rollins checks in. Cam Deechee goes out, so it'll be 2nd and 4. Second and four. A short 4, long 5. Well, about 5. Somewhere in there. 10:34 to go here in the half. Schuessler in the shotgun. We're in a 5-man front. Takes a snap. Stands still, throws out in the flats. Catch made. Spin move for the first down across the 30 down to the 31-yard, down to the 29-yard line. And then on the tackle, number 31, Brandon Roberts.
Yeah, the pass complete to number 84, Marcus Lindquist. That time, not really looking for that little pass play. We played way off, the corners did. And you give him that 4 or 5 yards, and that's all he needed for the first down.
Schlusser, being as tall as he is, 6'4", 6'5" himself, he doesn't, when he, especially in the shotgun, he doesn't drop back. He just turns and throws the ball. He goes under center this time. We go back to a 5-man front. They put Gallman in motion, gives it to Gallman around the right side, looking for a hole behind one man, two. Still on his feet, stumbles, and falls down as he gets to the 20.
Yeah, he had just squirted through that line and leapt. And as he did, he was still able to keep a hold of his shoestrings to bring him down.
Checking in for our Vikings is Sam Washington at defensive end. It'll be 2nd and 1 with 9:44 to go here in the half. Vikings leading 10-6.
2nd and very short here for the Grayson Rams.
Schuessler got Kim Deechee in the backfield. You know they're going to give it to him. Barking out signals at the line of scrimmage. Bring Gallman over. More of a tight back.
Gives him that extra blocker.
To Kim Deechee, and he has the first down. Fumble. The ball is on the ground. Kim Deechee fumbled it.
And
let's see what happens.
Kim Deechee got back on. Well, he didn't get it, but the Grayson Rams do fall back on it.
And they say Grayson has recovered, and it's a first down. Down around the, it's hard to tell because we're not very high up and having to look at an angle.
Right about the 15 or 16-yard line.
16-yard line. As Grayson goes from right to left on your radio dial, we have reached the 9-minute mark here of the first half. Our Vikings lead it 10-6 against the number 5 team in the nation. Gallman at wing back. Schuessler goes under center. Takes the snap. Gives it to Gallman. Comes around the left side looking for a hole by one man, two. We hit him. And he'll pick up a couple of yards from the 16 down to about the 12. So give him maybe 4 yards on the carry. Should be 2nd and 6 from the 12-yard line.
Big hits from our Vikings tonight. They hit Gallman right about the midsection. You saw him kind of fold up like a wallet when he got hit.
8:16 to go here in the half. Vikings lead it 10-6. West James, Bill Osborne, Marty Rogers on the sidelines, Taylor Biddle in the booth with us. Schuessler still goes under center. Looks to the sidelines.
And they're going to have to call
time out. With that, we'll take a 30-second break. Vikings lead at 10-6 with 7:52 to go here in the half. We'll be right back after this 30 seconds. Back here in Loganville, Georgia, Grayson High School, Brent Moody Field. Vikings lead at 10-6 with 7:52 to go here in the first half.
Marty, a lot of fumbles out there tonight. Vikings have been able to capitalize on a couple of them. Is it just the cold weather, you think, causing those fumbles? Don't know if Marty got us or not.
Schuessler goes under center. He turns around and says something to Gillespie. His fullback, Dahlman at tailback, there in the I formation, double tight end. Now changes the play at the line of scrimmage. Points to the sideline, says he can't hear because of the band. Takes a snap to give it to Gallman right up the middle, and he gets manhandled to the ground by James Mathis, and on the bottom of the pile, number 65. That is D'Angelo Edmonds.
He had come over to complain about the band, and I think that the official said, no, they're not playing enough that it creates a hardship. And he still had, he then realized he had to get the snap off.
Third and six. The ball's still about the 11-yard line. There comes Ken Beachy, and Gallman goes out. What they like to do is take 82, the tight end, bring him in motion, and have Ken Beachy follow behind him. If that's the case, they'll run it to the right side. Our crowd on the feet, you can hear them. There's the snap. Pitch out to Ken Beachy, looking for a hole. Gets hit. And
it's going to be close.
It's going to be close.
He is moving the pile, but it looks like it's going to be fourth down.
I tell you what, for a big man, they put him in motion and pitched out to him, and he was moving pretty good for a 260-pounder.
They have held up the fist. It's fourth down.
And about a yard and a half. 6:42 to go here in the first half.
They're going
for it.
With Tim Dicci out there, we've been able to stop him a couple times, but it is so hard to stop that big man from getting his 4 or 5 average yards. And it is fourth down, 6:31, the clock running in the second quarter.
Schuessler under center. Ken Dicci, the only person in the backfield. Schuessler says something to Gillespie just to the left of him. Takes the snap. Gives it to Ken Dicci over the middle. He has the first down as he crosses the 5-yard line. It'll be first and goal for Grayson at our 5-yard line.
I tell you, you got a weapon like Ken Dicci. It is so hard to stop that guy. We had some in the past with the bus and things like that, but not that size. I mean, the bus had the power and the build, and the stocky build, but not that 6'4" height. So it's first down and goal for the Grayson Rams. 6:04, the clock runs. Vikings lead 10-6 here. And it's the ball's on the 5.
And I expect to see a steady diet of Kim Dicci. Our crowd. Schuessler goes under center. And he gives it to Kim Dicci. No, he doesn't. Gives it to Gallman.
Gillespie.
And Gillespie gets just inside. Oh, he gets down to about the 2-yard line.
Yeah, everybody was looking for Kim Dicci, and Gillespie takes it around the right side and gets the ball down, like you say, about the 3-yard line. Again, we apologize. From our vantage point, hard to see the exact ball. They say it's on the 2.
5:25 to go here in the half. Vikings lead at 10-6. And there is a timeout taken by our Vikings. We'll take a 30-second break. We'll be right back after this. Back here at Grayson High School in Loganville, Georgia, on Brent Moody Field, what they like to call it. 5:19 to go here in the first half. Vikings trail 10-6, but that lead is being threatened by the Rams, who have a second and goal from down around the 2-yard line. I'm Wes James along with Bill Osborne. Marty Rogers down on the sidelines when we can get to him, and Taylor Biddle bringing us updates from all over the state. He said Hillgrove was leading 7-0 a while ago.
14-7.
14-7 now. Because the winner of this game will meet the winner of that game. Schuessler gets the play from the sidelines. He comes over. He says something to the referee.
Again, Kim Dicci still out there on the field.
And when you got a 6'4", 260-pound running back, you use him, and they do.
Last play, they went away from him. Let's see what they do here.
Schuessler goes under center. Taking his time, steps out, says something to the up back, puts him in motion, but gives it to Kim Dicci over the left side, and touchdown, Grayson.
Well, they just, you hit him down low, and you push him, and he just steps over you into the end zone. Wow. what a physical specimen Kendiche is. But he's not really intimidated our guys tonight. They've done a great job, contained him a few times, but that is so difficult to stop when you're that far inside.
Waiting on the extra point.
They missed their first one.
Advinson takes a snap, puts the ball down, kicks up, and no good. No good. 5:10 to go here in the first half. We'll take a 60-second break. We'll be right back after this as Grayson leads it 12-10. Back here in Loganville, Georgia, there's the kickoff. High end over end kick. Taken on the far side. Drops it, picks it up. It's Tyquan Lane again. He gets hit immediately, and this time it goes down at the 19-yard line.
Yeah, Tyquan, and again, I don't know if that's the cold ball coming down. Not able to really field it cleanly. Fortunately, does cover it.
That last drive for the Grayson Rams, just under 6 minutes off the clock, went 43 yards. They ran 10 plays, 9 of them were runs, 1 pass, 3 first downs, resulting in a 2-yard touchdown run by Kendiche.
5:03 to go here in the first half. Grayson leads it 12-10 to the Vikings. First and 10 from our 19-yard line. Going from left to right on your radio dial. Gerald at quarterback. Mike Moore in the backfield. D. Daniels as the up back in this sling field, they like to call it. Josh Clemens wide out to our side. Four-man front for the Rams. We give the ball to Moore over the left side. Gets a hole by one man, too. Gets out, jumps all the way out to about the 25-yard line. So give him about, they're going to mark him down on the 24. So that'll be a 5-yard carry for Mike Moore.
Nothing fancy with that play, just right over the left side of the line. Ogburn is out there, number 54. That's Austin Ogburn playing that left guard here. Out there on that side with Jared Davis.
Second and 5, just inside our 25-yard line. Two receivers far side. Gerald in the shotgun. Now they go to a 5-man front. Takes a snap. Again, Moore up the middle. Got a hole. Got the first down out to the 30-yard line.
He's close, close. They're going to mark him at the 29.
And the official said, don't even need a measurement.
We were inside the 20 at the 19 to start. So they mark it on the 29, and it's first down and 10 for the Vikings.
For a team that only gives up 29 yards average on the ground, Mike Moore has 34 so far on the night. 4:04 to go here in the first half. Vikings trail it 12-10 here in this second-round matchup. Williams and Clemens comes near side with Clemens in the slot. Williams back off the line. Gerald in the shotgun. We bring Bergman in motion. Gerald keeps it around the left side looking for a hole. Gets hit in the backfield and slung down by Wayne Gallman.
Lance Gerald trying to find a hole around that left side. It just took too long to get around there. Gallman busts through the line and makes a tackle for loss of about 6 or 7 yards.
Yeah, it looks like it's going to be second and 16. The ball back around the 24-yard line. We've got to get almost all the way out to the 40. 3:17 to go here in the half. We will get the ball to start the second half as the Vikings won the toss and elected to defer. They're showing man coverage on Josh Clemens and on Williams. Gerald in the shotgun. They're in a 5-man front. Takes a snap. Drops back. Looks. Throws across the middle. As Clemens turns. Oh!
Clemens never saw the ball coming at him. He would have made a great catch if he had just turned around.
Didn't turn and look running his pass route. It'll be third and 16. That stops the clock with 2:56 to go here in the half. Vikings trailing 12-10. Official sets the ball down on the 24. Nick Bergman comes in. As does Telvin Orr. Bring Bergman and Clemens to the near side. Clemens in the slot. Getting help from the corner and the safety. High snap. Drops back. There comes the rush. Steps up. Ball's on the ground. And I think Grayson.
They ripped it out of his hands. They're saying a fumble, but I thought his hand was going forward, but it's a fumble.
And they're ruling it a fumble. I thought his hand was going forward when Kendiche knocked it out.
And the Vikings turn it over deep in their own territory with 2:47 left in the half. Vikings trail 10-12 here.
And that's at our 13-yard line. Schuessler goes under center. Looks over. Well, first he looks over that Viking defense. Now he slides under center, brings a man in motion. And gives it to Kim Dietschy looking for a hole. He just runs over people as he gets inside the 10 down to around the 7-yard line.
And he picks up 5-6 yards. Second down for the Rams. Clock running 2:30 here in the half. Vikings trailing 10-12. Need to stand up and get a turnover here or make a good stop.
Schuessler walks up to the line of scrimmage and stops. Looks over that Viking five-man front. Puts a man in motion. Takes a snap again to Kim Dietschy. Looking for a hole. Into the end zone he goes. Touchdown, Grayson.
Again, Kim Dietschy with just that power gets over the left side of the line and just falls into the end zone. And the crowd a little bit quiet here now as we're getting close to half. 1:58.
And they're going to attempt another extra point. Ball's down. This kick is up. And it's good. And with 1:58 to go here in the first half, we'll take a 60-second break as Grayson leads 19-10. Little short squib kick. It hits, and nope.
They're going to call offsides. There's
against
a flag.
Grayson. Against Grayson.
They were trying to do a little squib and just over the front line into the second line of players.
1:58 to go here in the first half. Grayson leads it 19-10. We've turned the ball over deep in our territory, and they've capitalized on it on both of those turnovers. They fumbled twice. We've got a field goal and a touchdown. We fumbled twice, and they've got two touchdowns off of it. They'll back it up to the 35-yard line.
See if they try something funny again with a kickoff.
Nope, this time they kick it deep.
They are still real close to offside.
And Lane takes it. Comes near side at the 20, the 25. He found a hole. Hey, he squirts across the 30 out to the 31-yard line. That's where the Vikings will take over first and 10.
Oh, okay. That kicker, the way he comes to the line, he stutter steps right at the line, and the left side is coming very close to being offsides on that kick. 1:50 left in the half. Vikings trail 19-10. It's our ball at our own 32-yard line.
Waiting to see. Here comes Mike Moore. Lance Gerald, quarterback. Clemens, D. Daniels, Nick Bergman. Ball on the near hash mark on our side of the field right in front of our fans. They're in a 4-5-man front. There's a snap. There's a whistle.
And what do we have? They were not set, or I don't see a flag.
There it is on the far side of the field.
Oh, I do see it now.
See if we can get the signal. It's on the far side of the field. Dead ball.
Unsportsmanlike.
Against Grayson.
Wow. That'll move it up 15 yards. Little life in the Vikings here. Maybe be able to get a score here before half.
Move it all the way out to the 47-yard line.
Their own 47.
We give the ball to Mike Moore looking for a hole right up the middle. He goes behind that offensive line. He gets to the 50-yard line. He'll pick up 3 yards. It'll be second and 7 from there as the clock winds down here in the first half. 1:38 to go. We trail 19-10. We have no timeouts. Tyquan Lane checks in as Mike Moore comes out.
A lot of time coming off the clock.
They're in a five-man front. We give it to Lang, looking for a hole. Tries to get by one man, two. Gets tackled from behind as he crosses the 50 into Ram territory, down around their 48-yard line, where it'll be third and five from there as we approach the one-minute mark here in the first half, trailing 19-10. Vikings going from left to right on your radio dial. Mike Moore back in. Gerald rolls right, stops, looks, throws the ball downfield. The Clemens goes up for it. They had a hand on his jersey as he went up, and no call.
Yeah, he was going up. There was a hand right up the middle of the jersey as they were holding him down from going up. He rolled out to the short side. They're going to say that they're marking something down here. I'm not sure. Is Gerald down? Gerald, right here in front of us, there's a big group of players here. I don't see Lance Gerald standing up. And if he took a shot, he's up, though. I do see him standing up.
No, they're calling fourth down.
Yeah, it is fourth down. No, but he was standing here, but he had taken a shot. Sean, obviously not a late hit or anything.
Sean Smith comes in to punt with 47 seconds to go.
The clock had stopped on the incomplete pass.
There's a snap. Nice high punt.
A little short, though.
It hits, gets a Lounge bounce as it bounces across the 30, down to the 25, and that's where they will down the ball with 34 seconds to go here in the first half.
Marty, you saw that. Was it just a big hit on Lance Gerald right there on the sideline?
Guys, I was right there. Don't know what the commotion was all about, but I'll try to find out for you, but I don't know.
Marty, can you hear us? Marty, can you hear us? Schuessler goes under center. He's just going to kneel and let the clock run out, and that will be the final play of the first half.
We'll keep it right here, see if Marty can get a few words with Coach McPherson as they head into the locker room. Clock ticking down, 21, 20, 19, 18. We'll stay right here. Vikings trail 19-10 here in the first half.
Coach Mack, that was a tough first half, obviously, but what do you tell your team at halftime? Try to get back on track here.
Man, we just got to keep fighting, you know. Got to keep playing. Man, we're still in it, man. We just can't make any crazy mistake.
Coach, good luck in the second half.
All righty, Marty, we thank you very much. Vikings trail at 19-10. This is the Barry Broom All-State Halftime Report. We'll be back after this 5-minute break. You're listening to Lounge High Football on 99.5 Kicks Country.